Blog Talk Radio.
Some nights I stay up, casting in my padlock. Some nights I call it a draw. Some nights
welcome to Sherry's World, broadcasting live on the Blog Talk Radio Network.
Some nights I wish they just fall off.
If you'd like to talk to Sherry, dial 914-803-4365. And now, here's your host, Psychic Sherry.
Well, everybody, welcome to Sherry's World here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I am the G-Man. We'll be bringing Sherry on in just a second. Want to run through a couple things for you guys listening live and on the website at blogtalkradio.com/Sherry Klein. First of all, what we're going to do, I'm going to tell you a little bit about how we roll when we bring you on to the call. So what I'll do, I'll call out an area code, say, you know, for example, 317, what's your name, where are you calling from, and tell us a little bit about your weather. And what that's going to do is going to allow Sherry to get into your energy and be able to give you the reading that Spirit wants you to have. We want you to remember that Sherry's World is for entertainment purposes only. And what we'll do to also, we'll go about 5-minute reads for each caller. But if you're interested in having more, then what we need you to do is go over to psychicsherry.org, and that's S-H-A-R-I.org. And what you can do, you can just schedule your read and make your payment right there on that website. So it's easy peasy, butter cheesy, or whatever the expression is. And you can get that, reading. And like I said, you can schedule different times, and you can see all that information there. Also, I'll ask, when we do bring you on the call, what I want you to do is make sure that you have all external speakers and computer speakers, speaker phones and everything turned off to be able to talk to directly to us. And what that'll do to keep the audio from going walkers and getting feedback where we hear you twice, you hear us twice, and there's static and stuff. So we want you to have the best possible reading that we can give you here on Sherry's World. So with that being said, and without further ado, Psychic Sherry.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Greg. How's it going?
Hello. It is going. It's honestly, it was a nice day up until about 25 minutes ago, and then it started clouding up. Leg starts cramping. Old bones start cricking. But the wonderful thing about it is it's October, so we can get ready for horror shows and pumpkin spice and carving pumpkins and kids come to your door wanting candy. It's awesome.
You know what I did right before the show? I've been putting up my Halloween stuff. I love it.
Really?
We're
going to have to wrap you against some more.
Yeah. I'm very disappointed. I have this thing that is so awesome. It is a huge, I don't even know what they call it. It's a huge ball. It goes on my dining room table. And in the middle of it is this lady's head. And when you turn it on, it lights up and her head bounces around. She's a psychic, and she tells you a message. It is so cool, and it's huge.
Like the Zoltar machine from Big.
It is. It's just like that. She's got a bandana around her head. And it's so cool. Her mouth moves. It's kind of freaky in a way. I was so disappointed. I put brand new batteries in, and guess who doesn't work?
Oh, no way.
I've had her I've had her 7 or 8 years.
Yeah.
I knew it was bound to happen.
Right.
I'm just very disappointed. But she still looks cool. But, it's just a bummer.
Does she at least light up? Just doesn't make any noise?
No, she doesn't do anything.
I bet you there's a loose connection on the battery terminal.
I don't know how to fix it. My oldest boy is very good with that. So I may say come and fix her or try to. But
if not,
that's okay. She still looks cool. But
nice.
I love Halloween. I love to decorate. You do too, don't you?
Oh, I do. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Halloween and Christmas.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I care less about any of the other holidays, but Halloween and Christmas, those are my things.
That's about what I do.
Oh.
So, yeah, I love Halloween. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was going to tell you, sometime next year. Actually, I have a meeting going on this next Tuesday. We're putting together a group of people to go to Waverly Hills. There in Louisville.
I've been there.
Have you really?
Me and my husband went there with another couple. That's a haunted, I want to call it an insane
sanitarium.
Asylum, but it's not really an insane. Yes.
No, it was a tuberculosis hospital. Yeah.
Yes, and we've been there.
Yeah. I got that coming up. Probably he's thinking May or early June next year, which will be cool because it'll be warm outside at night because, you know, yeah, we'll be there at night from like 8 at night till 4 in the morning. And then coming up here. And then
that's a long time.
Yeah, it is. And coming up here in the near future, had some people messing around with a Ouija board. And now he's having poltergeist activity in his home. So he's putting together, the guy that I've been working with and doing these meetings and stuff with, he asked me if I'd be interested in going, you know, tagging along and checking it out. So we'll be doing that here soon as well. So hopefully I'll have an update for the listeners on that here in the next month or so.
You know what? Sidebar. I don't know if I've talked to you about this before or not. I've been getting a lot of people calling me like, oh, my house is haunted. Can you help me? So I have a good friend of mine that is a spiritual ordained minister. She goes in and does house clearings and very reasonable. I mean, I think it's $50 and she goes there for 3 hours. If you need, because it's one thing to go into a house and say, yeah, you got a ghost here, because I can walk in and do that. You got a ghost, you got an open vortex, you got this and that. But when it comes to clearing the energy, she does funerals for the dead people that don't know they're dead. She goes into these homes, and she brings another girl with her. Awesome, man. We'll talk after the show.
Yeah, okay.
If you would be interested, because, I mean, we can work out. She probably wouldn't even charge you. I don't know, but she's just now starting on this, but she loves it. She's awesome. And the people love her. She clears the home. And so we'll talk after the show.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
So that's going to be fun.
Cool.
So
with that being said, are we ready to get into a few calls here?
I am. And I'm going to, and of course, if anybody follows me, that they know that I always say, I'm going to only do 5 minutes, and of course I forget. I'm going to try really hard not to forget to set my timer for 5 minutes, and I'm jumping in and jumping out. So we're ready.
Right on. And that being said as well, if you're interested in getting a longer read, remember psychicsherry.org, and that's S-H-A-R-I.org. You can go over and schedule all that business right there on that website to get a read with Sherry. So what we're going to do, we're going to jump into a call here right now. We're going to call, let's see, 805 area code. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Donna. I called your show before. I'm from California. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Donna.
Hello. We're here with you.
Hi. Do you want me to talk about the weather?
Yeah, just a bit.
Okay. The weather, I'm staying at my brother's up north, and it's a little bit hazy. It rained a lot yesterday, but only in like for 10 minutes, but there was so much rain, it was hard to get to the house with the road and all. And today it's just kind of overcast. And yeah.
Okay. Hi, Donna. I'm in your energy. I'm starting my timer. Okay. As I get into your energy, when I talk to your team, I'm kind of just scanning it a bit. And what's happening with you is you're starting to go through a lot of things are coming up from the past. It may not be the actual situation from the past or the incident or whatever that caused the trauma, but it's more the vibrational feeling that's coming up. There seems to be a little bit of stagnant energy. There's a part of you that I feel like your energy is a little bit dragged down. You're not going forward as fast as what you would like. Does this make sense?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. And had a lot of experiences with nervous breakdown, so it's been hard.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, because what is happening is what you do is a lot of things from your from your past, or a lot of the frequencies. And when I say the frequencies, well, I don't know if I want to get that deep because I may lose you. It goes to other lifetimes. But,
But
you have very broad shoulders, and you have always been a leader, but now you're starting to get a little bit knocked down a bit. And what is happening is it's things that's coming back from the past. And what you do is when they come up, when emotions come up for you, it's easier if you just kind of brush them under the rug, because that's easy for you. You can do that because you are what we call a leader. But guess what? You can only do that so long. And it's like if you were to put a pot of water on the stove and it starts to boil over, that's why you have these meltdowns, because you keep putting things up. You don't want to address them, so you put them under the rug. You put them under the rug. You put them behind your back. You don't want to look at them. And then all of a sudden, something very trivial will just snap, and you will explode. And then you have a meltdown. Then you go into the victim mode. And when I say the victim mode, I'm not putting you down. We all on this earth we come in and out of the victim mode. I was in the dark side of the moon for years. It's hard to pull out. That's the beauty of this earth. It's the fun. It seems like a game till we get here, and then it's not so fun. You feel like
your
life is out of
control. Will
things get better for me? Absolutely, because that's where we were going right now.
Oh, okay. Go on. Go on, Sherry. Sorry to interrupt you.
No, you're fine. We were going to say that you feel like that everything around you is out of your control. But they want you to say, what is your nephew's first name?
My nephew is Garrett.
Have you been praying for help? Because I got to tell you, my head feels like I'm starting to sweat.
And I heard Garrett through 2 days ago, and he said, it's on its way.
As you said his name, I feel like I feel like sweat is pouring out of me. And there is just so much energy coming in and the angels coming in. I feel like I'm discombobulated. This is what is happening with you. You're feeling his energy around you. You can't distinguish his energy, other people's energy around you. You don't even know who you are anymore. Because you're that scattered. When I get into your energy, you can't even finish a thought. And you feel like you're banging your head up against the wall. You're one step ahead, and then you feel like you feel like you're sinking in quicksand, don't you?
Yeah.
And there's a part of me that thank you, Irene. Your team wants me to tell you, you're not thinking. You're not broken. Everything is going just the way it's supposed to go. When you start to feel that depression, when you start to feel that sadness, you can feel when he's around you, can't you?
Yes. Oh, and I hear him.
Yeah.
I heard him tell me 2 mornings ago that what I've been praying for is on it. That's coming to me. It's going to be here soon. He said it's going to be here soon.
Thank you. And it is going to be there soon. It's already here.
Oh, good.
It's already here. I don't know if you've noticed this or not, but colors are going to start to seem very vibrant with you.
Oh, okay.
Yellows are going to seem really yellow. Purples are going to seem like beautiful, grape-colored purples. He's coming through with the vibration of opening up all of your senses. That sounds crazy. I'm out of my head and I don't even know what he's talking about, but it'll make sense to you. He has come to you in dreams. Have your dreams been very colorful?
Yes.
This is him coming through.
Oh, good. Wonderful.
It's not only him that is sending you healing from the other side. It is actually angels and the archangels.
Oh.
Do you have angels or candles in your house?
I do.
Do you have a white candle that's in your bedroom?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We would suggest that you burn this as much as you can. Don't burn it and then go to sleep. Burn it in there because your bedroom feels like a sanctuary to me. Your bedroom is where you release a lot of trapped trauma and drama. And Garrett, yeah. Garrett is on your shoulder. I see him right now. Garrett is here to help you to transmute pain and suffering, not only from this life, but from past lives, and not only from you, but from family members. Because you raised your hand before you got to this earth, and you said, I'll do it.
Oh, my.
But look at your broad shoulders. You can do it.
Yeah, I try to help everybody in my family.
Mm-hmm. So he's helping you. Because guess what?
Oh,
you're running out of steam.
Yeah.
So I hate to cut you short, but I kind of want to stick to my guts here. I don't want to cheat my other listeners. But as we close here, Garrett does send his love. Pay very close attention to colors and the meanings of colors. When you see colors that stand out in your everyday world, Google them. Mm. See what, purple means the connection with spirit. Yellow means the intellectual. Green is opening the heart. He's really going to be working with your heart. I wish I had more time with you because I love your energy.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate the time that you've given me. Thank you very much, Sherry.
All right.
You're
thank
welcome.
You for calling,
thank
Anna.
You. He sends his love.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Bye. All right. If you guys are wanting more Psychic Sherry, go over to psychicsherry.org, SHARI.org. We're going to jump right into another call right now. Area code 347, what's your name, where you calling from, and tell us a little bit about your weather.
Hi, my name is Maribel, and the weather here, I would say it's a little bit dry or a little bit raining sometimes. You never really know what you're going to get.
And where exactly are you calling from?
New York.
New York. Okay, here we go. I'm in your energy. I'm going to start my timer. Yay, I'm so proud of myself. Two in a row. as I get into your energy, I see not only eyes in the front of you, but I see eyes in the back of you. There's a part of you that is find it very hard to trust people. This stems all the way back to your childhood. Because when I travel back to your through your timeline, there's been several incidences where you've trusted people and you've kind of given them your heart, and then somehow the rug got pulled out from underneath you. Does this make sense?
Definitely.
And this really happened to you as a little teeny tiny girl. You were little. There was a part of you that couldn't even depend on your parents, man. In some respect, is there a discord? Were you raised in a dysfunctional family?
Yeah.
And there was a part of you that, your team wants me to tell you, you have angels all around you. And we want you to be very clear that your angels and your team absolutely cannot help you on this earth plane unless you ask them for help. The reason they can't do that is because on this earth we have free will. It is a universal law. They're not allowed to. So we would suggest that you ask them every time that you feel sad, every time that you feel like you're lonely. You struggle with loneliness, depression. You feel like you're alone, like nobody's there to help you. This stems from this little tiny girl who was invisible. You never felt like anybody loved you. And herein lies the problem. Well, we're not, it's not really a problem, but you perceive it as a problem, that when you become an adult, you still struggle with that. You find somebody, you think it's going good, you give them your heart, and then all of a sudden, wow, the rug just gets pulled out from underneath you. You just keep getting beaten down and beaten down. But your team wants me to tell you, look how strong it's made you. They want you to go back through your timeline. They want you to go back through your memories. What you're experiencing right now is nothing what you've already been through. So your team tells me you're going to go through this with flying colors, okay? By July, now it seems like a long time, by July, your entire world is going to take an about face. And you're actually going to start living the life that you thought that you did, that you thought that only other people could live. You want your life to change in a lot of ways, don't you?
Yeah.
And you're like, you feel like there is no way this is going to happen. There's no money. There's no means for this to happen. I don't, you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. But what your team wants me to tell you, there is light at the end of this tunnel. So they want you to focus on how you want to feel, not how you feel. They don't want you to go back through your timeline of all the people that screwed you over, because this life is not fair, is it? They don't want you to focus on that. Because guess what? Come July, you're, thank you, Irene. She's funny. She says, come July, oh, that rug is going to be pulled out from under you. But when that rug in July gets pulled out from under you, it's going to be a magic carpet that's going to be slid up underneath you. And you're going to be taken, and it's like your life is going to be, you're actually going to be able to experience happiness. You haven't felt happiness for a long time, have you?
Yeah, that's true.
So we don't want you to give up hope. That candle's not blown out. You may not see the light of the candle, and we're using, you know, I don't even know the word because Sherry's not here. But they want you to know that that candle is not only going to be a candle, it's going to turn into a great big bonfire. And you're going to be like, oh, my God, how did that happen? So how it's going to happen is we already see it. This is your most probable timeline. We all have hundreds of timelines. But what I see when I talk to your team, they show me the most probable. So you can change it because we have free will. But they show me the most probable timeline that is in your future. And what they are showing me right now is come July, your life is, you're going to think, holy cow, how did this doesn't happen to me? This only happens to other people. This only happens in the movies. So it's going to be great. That's what you want, isn't it? So you focus on that. You focus on that, and we would suggest that you write this down. And you would write these words down. If you can't write it down right now, you go back and you listen to the replay of the show.
Okay.
You write down, what would it feel like? What would it feel like if I had that I wanted? If I had the house that I wanted, if I had the job or the kids or the husband, whatever. What would it feel like? When you say, what would it feel like? That instills the vibration. That's how you manifest. It's not enough just to say, I want this. You have to say, what would it feel like if I had it? When you say that, that is the vibrational match. It is the universal law. It's the yin and the yang. It's a universal law. The universe has to give you what you vibrate at. So if you say, what would it feel like? Well, they'll tell you. They'll show you. They'll present it into your world. So thank you for calling. I wish I had more time, but I have to stick to my guns here. So if you like this, you can always get on my website and book another read, and we can get a little bit further in there. So does that make sense? I hope we helped you.
That was beautiful. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you for calling in today.
All right. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. We're just going to jump right into this next caller. And it's caller 215. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And tell us a little bit about your weather.
Well, my name is Susan, and I live in Langhorne. And the weather here is, it just stopped raining, but it's ugly outside. I want the sunshine back.
Okay. Hi, Susan. I'm in your energy. Oh, starting the timer. I'm so good. 3 for 3. Wow, I'm on a roll. Okay. As I get into your energy, thank you. Mm-hmm. As I get into your energy, I do kind of get stuck into your throat chakra. And they're taking me back to, this goes back to grade school, junior high, high school, that when you try to express yourself, we love the way that your mind thinks, but when it comes out of your mouth, it doesn't quite come out the way that you want it to. And sometimes you might offend people, but you don't mean to. Does that make sense?
Definitely makes sense. It just shoots out of my mouth. I don't mean it, but it just comes right out.
Right. And people around you get offended, and you're like, oh, my God, I didn't mean to offend you. So what your team wants me to tell you is that sometimes there comes a point where you have to understand that when people act in a certain way around you, that sometimes it really doesn't even have anything to do with you. What you are doing to people around you, you are, whether you know it or not, are mirroring to them what they need to work on. And it kind of pisses them off, and it hurts their feelings because it hits home. And you only do that actually to people that you're really close to, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
And I'm an Aries. You're what?
I'm an Aries, so I'm just, things just like.
That's okay.
You know.
Because another thing that your team is actually, and we're going to switch total gears here. Your team is asking me to ask you. They would like to see you take a little bit more pride or a little bit more concern about what you put into your body. And they would also like for me to talk to you, and they're telling me that they don't like the way that you talk to you with your thoughts about how you look. Does this make sense?
Oh, definitely. Yes.
Because we want to instill in you that your body is a living entity. And another way we're gonna come to you in different ways here with this, so that we want to make sure that you understand this, is your team is asking me, and when I say your team, this is your higher self, they want you to really monitor what you think when you look in the mirror and what you say to your body, what you say to your hair, what you say about your eyes or the way you look, because they want you to ask yourself, would you say this to your best friend? Would you say this to a stranger? Because if you said things that you say to yourself to your best friend, guess what? She wouldn't be your friend anymore, because you beat yourself down. You have beaten yourself down for many years. They're taking me down your timeline. You learned this behavior way back when you were little tiny. We're going to go back about to when you were 8 years old. But this was a learned. You observed this from your home setting. Does this make sense?
Oh, yes.
You were belittled, and you watched your mother. Was your mother belittled by your daddy? You've watched some sort of scenario around you when you were a child. It was instilled in you, and you were an invisible child. You never got the love that you needed. You
Definitely.
Felt a little bit like an outcast. And we might have went through the drugs. We might have went through all of these things to go within. You kind of would were a loner a bit. You do tend to go be a loner. You struggle with depression. And it all goes, and you're not broken. Your team wants me to tell you, you're not broken. We all, I can assure you, everybody, every single person on this earth is screwed up. Everybody. We start out being screwed up, and that's the fun of this earth. So what your team wants me to tell you is that, and your time's up, but we're going to keep going here just a bit. They want you to monitor your thoughts. Okay?
Okay.
When you put yourself down in any way, if you think you're stupid, if you think you don't look good, if you think your life sucks, stop it right there. Put a rubber band on your wrist and snap that. And then say, no, I'm not going to do that because I deserve better. Guess what? The Kardashians are no better than us. The rich people are no better than us. We're all one. We can have everything that all these people have. And not that material things are that great, because I got to tell you, they're not. They don't bring that satisfaction. What brings that satisfaction is loving yourself. Thank you. Boom. I just heard trumpets play when I said that. They want you to love yourself. Work on that. Put a rubber band around you. Every time you put yourself down, snap it. And then you focus on something that you like about yourself. Wow, you have beautiful eyes. Have people told you that?
Thank you. Oh, yes. I've always had compliments on my eyes.
Perfect. So when you find yourself going down a rabbit hole, you snap that rubber band and you say, wowee, I'm pretty. Look at how pretty my eyes are. And that will change your vibrational tone. It throws it out to the universe. And again, we go back to, it's a universal law. It'll bring you more of what you vibrate at. So if you think you're beautiful, it'll bring people in that think you're beautiful, and your whole world will change. You see how easy that is? You're making this,
yes.
You're making this out to be too hard. So quit beating yourself up.
You
create your
right
own
on.
World. So I'm sorry, what was that?
You hit it right on the nose. Can I ask you a quick question?
You know what? I cannot. Sticking to my guns, our time was up.
Okay.
I went 6 minutes on you. I was only going to do five. If you'd like to call into my next show next week, or if you'd like to call in for a reading, I would love to help you, but I cannot cheat my other viewers. I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I would love to talk to you, too. Thank you very much.
All right, great. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Susan.
Thank you.
All right. Remember, you can go over to psychicsherry.org, and that's SHARI.org for a full read right there on her webpage. You can schedule and pay for everything that you want to do right there. We're going to jump in. I think we have time for one more caller, and this is where we're going. Area code 585, what's your name? Where are you calling from? And tell us a little bit about your weather.
Yes, my name is Jeannie. I'm calling from New York, and it's overcast, about 62. A little cold.
What was your name?
Jeannie.
Jeannie.
Yes.
Okay, Jeannie. I'm in your energy right now. Are you very fond of animals?
Oh, yes. I love especially dogs.
Thank you, because I saw a dog around you.
And I
feel that we've got a lot of dogs coming in from the spirit world, because something tells me you've had dogs your whole life, or you're very connected with the animal world. And it's not only with the dogs. We love the more your team wants me to tell you that when you feel like you are discombobulated, when you start to feel like your life is off kilter, when you start to feel loneliness, you know, I can struggle with I'm married. I have 2 kids, 5 grandkids. I have a lot of friends. I struggle with loneliness. That is my cue. When I struggle with loneliness, that is my higher self telling me I have disconnected with Source. I have disconnected with God. Do you believe in God?
Oh, yes, of course.
Perfect. So when you feel that, that is your higher self telling you you are disconnected with God. And I'm very drawn to you being outside, you work with the elementals, the gnomes, and the sprites of the elemental kingdom. You have to be outside. If you're not outside talking to trees or walking or doing something, you're off kilter. We'd love for you to be around fire pits or fires. A fire inside, that can be okay, but we'd love a fire pit, a bonfire. Because as I'm getting thrown into this energy, I am, oh crap, I forgot to set the timer. Dang it. I was doing so good, but that's okay. I'm still in. The bonfires, wow. I get very drawn into a little bit of a shamanic drumming around the bonfire. Have you been working with a protector?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Because I do see like a Native American protector around you. And we love drums for you, and we love music for you. We would suggest that you listen to the music, and you and Irene, you're so funny. You don't really dance, do you?
I love dancing, but I haven't in a while. If I'm listening to something, sometimes I will.
Okay. We would love for you to listen to music and dance, and you can close your blinds and make sure nobody's around you. The reason for the dancing. And they said you have a wonderful rhythm, but you don't have enough confidence to jump out there on the dance floor. What was that called, Irene? With Dick Clark? Oh, I'm old. do you remember Dick Clark, where everybody get out there and dance on the TV? Okay,
American Bandstand.
You may not have enough. Yes, American Bandstand. You may not have enough confidence to get out on American Bandstand. They said, but you can get enough confidence mustered up in your living room and close all of your blinds, but they want you to dance. When you dance, the reason for this is not to entertain people. The reason for this is to move stuck energy in your body. You have a lot of stuck energy in your body. Your body's starting to hurt, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I feel it way in my back. I feel it on the back side of me more than in the front, but it comes and goes. It's ebb and flow. It's in the back of my neck. It's down my spine, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you're absolutely right.
Your pain that you feel is not only your pain. The pain that you're feeling is from your ancestors.
Oh. Okay.
I wish I had a lot more time to get into this because it can run really deep here. If you call me for a read, you must bring this up so that we can zone right into this energy.
Okay.
Your ancestors, and what I mean by, I'm not talking about your ancestors had back pain. I'm talking about they had stuck energy that they did not know how to release. You have stuck energy. You feel like you're being weighed down somehow, and you can't put your finger on it. What does that make sense?
It does. Yes.
What it is energy. Your body is nothing more than a spokesperson that is telling you, you got trapped energy. You need to release this. I said a bad word. Irene, stop. You need to release this stuff. And one way to do that is through movement and your intention.
Okay.
Connect with God. And connect with Mother Earth and dance and then cry. You have tears inside of you that you don't release. Watch a sad movie. You're such a strong woman. Holy cow. You are so strong. It's crazy strong. Like, if you want something done, you do it yourself, don't you?
Yes, I do.
'Cause you can't depend on nobody. It's easier
exactly.
That way. That way you don't have to screw with anybody.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right.
What your team is asking you to do now is pass that torch. Because guess what? You're done trying to beat your head up against the wall and trying to save the whole world. You pass that torch and you know what? You put it out to the universe what you want. Now, you may have to listen to this show again. It's the feminine way. You throw it out there, what you want, and you tell yourself, what would it be like if I didn't have to worry about everybody around me if I could just have fun.
Okay.
Because you're missing the fun. You're making life out to be a lot harder than what it is, man. It's no fun anymore. We're done. You're done, ain't you? We're done. This life sucks. I'm over it. I want out.
Mm-hmm.
You're making it out to be too hard. It's not
okay.
That hard. If you don't like the way your life's going, you got nobody to blame but you. So this is what we're telling you. Throw it out there.
Okay.
What would it be like if I were happy?
Okay.
Boom. You don't have to figure everybody else's stuff out around you, because once you vibrate at that, other people will figure their own shit out.
Okay,
I mean,
great.
Stuff out. That's the right out of my
mouth.
I'm sorry. Yeah. And it'll all figure, they'll figure their own shit out, and then you don't have to.
Great.
And then you can focus more on you and your happiness, because you deserve it. You did your time.
You absolutely right. It does. It really does.
So our time is up, and I'm so glad you called into the show. And you might want to listen to it again. Yeah. And even though it's just a little bit of the snidget, but we think your team says it. That's all you need. You just need that little spark. It's like a lighter that doesn't light the candle, and then all of a sudden, oh, this lit the candle, and then from here on, we just brought you hope.
And I need it then.
Now you can see the light at the end of the tunnel now, can't you?
I sure can.
And that's what we wanted to instill in you. So thank you for calling in. It's not by chance that
you.
I talk to your team for you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.
You're
for
welcome.
Calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, you guys, you've heard it here, right here on the Blog Talk Radio Network, Psychic Sherry doing her thing. If you want to hear more or get a read for yourself, or you can even get a read for someone you love, go over to psychicsherry.org, and that's SHARI.org, and you can schedule all the times and all the payments and everything right there on that landing page. So good stuff. You said a bad word, man. What is up? And I'm going to have to go back through and load it up like normal.
Am I allowed to? I can't. Can I not say that?
I'm really not sure on the policies of Blog Talk Radio Network, but I'm sure it'll be okay.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. This is so bad. Bad Cherry. When I first started this, I said, what if I drop the F-bomb? And they told me it's okay. But that I would have to, if it were really all the time, I would have to put like an R rating. So,
right, yeah.
It's cool. Don't worry about going and deleting my naughty words, because we're
good. I wasn't. I was just kidding.
Okay, good. Because I thought, oh, great, Scott. I don't want to get sued because
not at all.
I'm like a stroke patient that has no filter.
You got Tourette's, what?
Yeah. But you know what? I everybody struggles on this earth. It's a hard place to be. If I had to put like this in a nutshell, every single thought, every single word, and every single action, we have to monitor it. It's hard. It's like a job. We have to monitor it. And every thought, word, or action drops us into a different timeline. There are, beyond our imagination, trillions and billions and zillions of timelines. Everything jumps ship. But when I do my readings, my team takes me through their entire Akashic records, and my team comes up with the most probable timeline that they're on or that they can jump onto.
Right.
But again, it can be changed with their thoughts or their words or their actions. I can tell them something, but if they don't do anything to change it with their thoughts or it's
right.
Nothing changes.
Right, yeah, so, exactly. So, all right, well, we're coming to the end of the show here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. We want to remind you guys that you can join us every Thursday night, 6 Eastern, 5 Central on the Blog Talk Radio Network, and that's blogtalkradio.com/Sherry Klein. For you guys that are listening live, remember to smash down on that favorite button so you can get all the upcoming information for the future shows that are coming your way. And also, you can check out the podcast page, and that's GMCable03. Or .podomatic.com, and that's got all Sherry's shows on there for you guys to listen to, and there's quite a few shows on there for you to listen to and enjoy. So with that being said, thank you guys for hanging out with us on this wonderful first show of October. And Sherry, you did an awesome job as always. And remember, you guys, psychicsherry.org, go out there and book your read sometime today, tomorrow, and get that done, and you'll be pleasantly I don't want to even say surprised, just pleasantly pleased. Yeah, that's a good word.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you, Greg. Thanks, everybody, for calling in.
All right,
thanks,
we'll see you guys
Greg.
Next
you
Thursday
did a great
night.
Job.
All right, we'll talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us tonight for Psychic Sherry here on Blog Talk Radio. You can check Sherry out again next week, 6 Eastern, here, right on the Blog Talk Radio Network.